又有林良堂的弟兄姐妹来，好，来了，好，我们欢迎你们哈，来来来，起来，我们欢迎你。
Yeah, we have a French church from Montreal as well.
Yeah, 谢谢他们啊，他们专门从 Montreal 租了一辆 bus 过来哈。
They came specially from Montreal by bus. I'm really happy and joyful to be part of this church start.
也特别谢谢所有的来宾来参加今天的聚会。
We welcome all you to come to join this meeting.
有些我认识，有些我不认识。
Some of you I know and some of you I don't know.
但是非常谢谢你们这些年对这个教会的支持。
And I thank you for your support as well.
也特别谢谢 Montreal 弟兄姐妹 wonderful.
Also thank Montreal, people from Montreal.
真是给我很忠心的 support， 你们。
They are really a faithful supporter of me。
我想当我们在这里有这样一个开堂感恩的时候，我们心里非常的欢喜快乐。
We are really joyful with the start of this church。
Amen。
Amen。
我们的神是做大事的神。
Our God do great things。
我们的神也是做新事的神。
He also the one who does new things。
Hallelujah。
Hallelujah。
但弟兄姐妹，我们的神做新事不是说随随便便。
And he doesn't do new things just casually.
我们的神是做新事的神。
Yes, he does new things.
但神做新事是有原则的。
But he does with principle.
我们看见神在这个地上有一个基本的心意。
And he has a will, he has an idea on earth.
神的心意乃是要建造他荣耀的教会。
And his will is to establish a glorious church.
这整本圣经都告诉我们的一件事情。
The whole Bible talk about it.
神在预备他的选民。
He is preparing his elect.
神在预备这个基督的教会要成为荣耀的新娘。
He is preparing his church to become the bride of Christ.
直到时候满足了，耶稣基督就要再来迎接他的心腹。
Until the time the Christ will come again to receive his bride.
Amen.
Amen.
所以神做新事。都是与这个目的是有关的。
Therefore, whatever he do in new things will be according to this principle, this word.
我在说神不是随随便便做新事。
He doesn't do anything just casually.
神做新事一定与教会的建造是有关的。
When he does new things, it's always related to establishing the church.
Amen.
Amen.
第二年，这一年当我在建造教会的时候。
When I was actually planting the church,
我越来越明白这个教会的建造是何等的重要。
The more I realize how important it is to establish the church.
因为只有当教会被建造起来的时候，好像一个大环境被建造起来。
And when the church is built up, it's almost like building up a big environment.
在这个环境当中，信徒自然会成长。
And within this environment, Christians will grow.
然后建造教会就在预备这个环境，你要明白。
You know, we build church is in order to actually establish this kind of environment.
否则的话，我看见很多的信徒只是追求个人灵命的成长。
Many Christians just seek their own spiritual growth.
个人的灵命成长永远上上下下。
Everybody's spiritual life is always up and down.
没有一个人超级属灵永远在上面的。
Nobody is always up there and never comes down.
没见过。
I never seen one.
如果你说你是，你一定在说谎。
If you say you are one of them, you are really lying.
我们个人的灵命永远上上下下。
Our spiritual life is always up and down.
如果说没有这个大环境在那里，
if there is such an environment around us,
我们很容易灵命就会流失的。
And we easily actually go astray.
但什么时候教会被建造起来？
When the church is established.
你在整个大环境的里面。
When you are within this big environment,
你就被圣灵能够推着往前走。
Then the spirit of God will push you forward.
能够成就神在你身上的心意。
And he will be able to receive God's will for you.
Amen.
Amen.
所以每一位信徒，我们不应当只是注重自己灵命的成长。
So every Christian should not just worry about their own spiritual life.
我们一定要有国度的心胸。
We must have the kingdom's perspective.
你要先看见教会的建造。
We must see first the establishing of the church.
然后你我的需要在其中就得满足。
Then you and my needs will be need met in this environment.
Amen.
Amen.
这就是耶稣所说的嘛。
This is what Jesus said.
你们要先求什么？
You must seek what?
神的国和神的义。
God's kingdom, God's righteousness.
然后这些事情。
And therefore all these.
什么是这些事情？
What are these?
你生活上的一些小事了。
All these little things in your life.
只说这些是神都要给你们的。
God said all these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
所以神给我们的意象就是要建造神荣耀的教会。
So the vision God has given us is to establish and build His glorious church.
灵粮堂的意象非常的清楚。
The Living Breath Life Church is very clear.
就是要建造神荣耀的教会。
Our vision is to establish the Church of God.
那说怎么建造法呢？
So how are we going to do that?
我们一同来读启示录第二十二章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
启示录二十二章第一节到第三节，由我来念。这里说，天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。啊，不用。在这个图画里面，我们看见是一个天上教会的一个样式。
In this picture, we see the church in heaven.
我们看见圣经的第一章。
We see in the Bible, the first verse.
第一章讲了神的创造。
The first chapter said talk about God's creation.
圣经的最后一章，我们刚才读。
And the last chapter of the Bible
是讲到天上的教会。
It's talking about the church in heaven.
所以你看见神的心意从创世以来就是要预备这个教会。
So God's goal from the beginning of His creation is to establish this church.
所以我们看见这是一个地上教会一个模式也是。
So we see this is the model of the church on earth.
在这个图画里面看见四件事情。
We see four things.
第一个看见神和羔羊的宝座。
We see the throne of God and of the Lamb.
第二件事看见一个河流从宝座上流出来。
And we also see a river flowing from the throne.
第三件事你看见神的百姓围绕着宝座服侍神。
And the third thing we see God's people surrounding the throne serving Him.
第四件事情乃是这河边有生命树。
And fourth thing is we see the tree of life.
然后叶子是为医治万民。
And its leaf is for the healing of the nation.
所以要看见我们生命和教会的四个很重要的策略。
So God let us see the four strategy for our church.
怎么样建造神荣耀的教会？
How do we build God's glorious church?
透过这四个策略。
Through these four strategies.
第一个策略。
First one.
要透过敬拜与赞美。
First, through worship and praise.
我们看那个图画，你看一个神的宝座。
When we see God, we see a throne of God.
有一天，当我们来到神的宝座面前。
When we come one day before the throne.
事实上，那只有一种服事在神的面前。
And in reality, there is only one service before God.
将来我们在神面前的时候。
When we are before God one day.
不再需要讲道了。
We don't need to preach anymore.
所有的牧师都要失业了。
We all will be out of job. Pastors, of course.
有一天来到神面前也不用 potluck 了。
We don't need potluck.
都不需要吃饭了，姐妹也不需要做饭了。
No need for eating.
将来在宝座面前只有一种服事。
In before the throne, we only have one type of service.
就是敬拜与赞美。
That is worship and praise.
所以有人说，如果我们在地上不学习敬拜赞美
，Therefore, some people say if we don't learn to praise and worship Him,
在天上到了天上你就水土不服。
In heaven, you will have problem adjusting yourself.
你吵着要下来哈。
You will be eager to come down one.
我们看见我们需要在地上的日子要学习敬拜与赞美。
So while on earth, we need to learn to worship Him and praise Him.
为什么敬拜赞美这么重要
？Why is it so important?
第一
，First.
因为敬拜赞美能够带我们进入到神的主权里面。
The first thing is that the praise and worship will lead us into God's sovereignty.
我们圣经讲到说，神是以色列的赞美为宝座的。
We read in the Bible saying that God is enthroned on His people's praise.
所以当我们敬拜赞美的时候
，So when we praise and worship Him,
有一件事情发生了。
One thing will happen.
神的宝座在我们中间设立。
His kingdom is established among us.
神的主权可以彰显。
His sovereignty authority will be established among us.
当我 当我们敬拜赞美的时候，我们的心就可以降服下来。
When we praise and worshiping, we actually bow down, our heart bows down before Him.
不然我们人是很骄傲的。
Otherwise, we will be very proud.
我们自以为是。
We don't really think of.
我们怎么会让神在我们心中工作
？How can we let God do work, do His thing in our heart?
所以有人说，如果有一位神不是我，那还得了？所以有人这样说。尼采这样说：“如果一位神不是我，那还得了？”
If God is not me, that would be a big problem. Is that right?
所以只有在敬拜赞美当中的时候
，So only in through worship and praise，
我们这个人才会降服下。
We will be able to surrender ourselves and bow before the Lord.
只有当我们人降服下来，我们的生命才可以被改变。
When we surrender before Him, then our life can be changed.
Amen.
Amen.
只有当我们降服下来，神才能运行在我们生命当中。
When we surrender before Him, then God can move within our heart.
医治就会发生。
Then healing will happen.
释放就会发生。
Then there will be freedom.
Amen. 所以第一个敬拜赞美带我们进入到神的主权。
So first thing, praise and worship lead us into God's sovereignty.
第二件事情，敬拜赞美带领我们进入到他的同在里面。
And the second thing is that through worship and praise we enter His presence.
你说牧师，神的同在还需要进入吗？
And then you may ask, how do we need to enter God's presence?
难道我们接受耶稣的时候，神不就与我们同在了吗
？When we accept Christ, and God's presence is already with us.
的确，当你接受耶稣做你个人救主，神就是与你同在的。
Indeed, when you accept Christ, God is with you.
但我要你注意一件事情。
But I want you to pay attention to one thing.
那就你与神同在跟神与你同在是两回事情。
There is difference between you being with God and God being with you.
举个例子你就明白。
Just one example.
在我们中很多姐妹。
Some sister among us.
有一天在厨房烧菜。
Sometimes they were cooking.
你的先生在外面看报纸。
And your husbands were reading their newspaper outside.
你就一直跟你先生在讲话。
And you were talking to your spouse.
你的先生在外面啊哈啊哈啊哈。
And obviously your husband would be yes.
然后你煮完菜了。
And when you finish cooking,
你就出去了。
And you go outside.
然后就问他刚才你说的事情。
And then you ask him to repeat what he said.
他完全不知道你在说什么。
He had no idea what you just said.
你气死了。
You were so furious.
拿起那个报纸。
You just took the newspaper.
打他的头。
You hit on his.
你死到哪里去了 ？Where have you been?
Okay. Yes. Where have you been?
他没有去哪里。
He didn't go anywhere.
他就在那里。
He was right there.
但是你与他同在，他有没有与你同在啊
？But if you being with him, he doesn't mean he was with you.
你与他同在，他没有与你同在哦。
You were with him, but he wasn't with you.
你明白我意思吗
？You know the difference?
当你接受耶稣你个人救主的时候
When you accept Christ,
神就与你同在了
God is with you.
我们两三人奉主名聚集就在这里
When we agree in, three or four persons,
神也与我们同在了
God is already with us.
但问题是你不见得与他同在
The problem is we are not always with him.
你坐在这里
you are here.
你心里想到你家里的事情
you are thinking something about your
你还想到你公司的事情
you think about your
你想到很多人需要处理的疑难杂症
you thought about many things that you need to worry about.
神在与你同在
God is with you.
你不见得与神同在
But you are not with God.
只有当我们透过敬拜赞美的时候
So through worship and praise,
我们把我们的心思意念带到神的面前
We bring our thoughts upon him.
我们来仰望他
We just focus on him.
我们来聆听他的声音
We hear his voice.
我们要明白他的心意
We want to know his heart.
敬拜赞美把我们带到他的同在的里面
So through worship and praise, we enter his presence.
Amen.
Amen.
也许你说牧师这都不是形式吗
Isn't that all just a formality?
你说你们就是站起来这个敬拜嘛
You just stand up and worship.
你们这是形式举起手是形式啊
You will raise your hand, that's all formality.
其实都是形式
Yes, it is formality.
我请问你站起来的事情你做的是不是形式啊
May I ask whether you're sitting down is also a formality?
你的习惯你的形式是坐下来而已
Your habit is that you sit down.
我请问你举手是形式不举手是不是形式啊
If you don't raise your hand, is that a formality as well?
你不举手也是形式。
Isn't that also a formality?
人是根本离不开形式的。
We human being cannot depart from formality.
你怎么做，那个就是形式。
Whatever you do, that's formality.
但问题是，有些形式是帮助你敞开你自己。
But some formality will help you open your heart.
有些形式让你封闭你自己。
Some formality actually close your heart.
Amen.
Yes,
当你看见一个人张开口举起手唱诗歌的时候
When you see someone open their mouth and raise their hands
代表什么呢
What does it represent?
That 他敞开的。
It means that he is open.
欢迎神来工作。
He is welcoming God to do things.
如果你看见有人在唱诗歌的时候，双手叉腰闭着嘴。
When you see someone singing hymns and he was has his arm crossed,
这个代表什么呢？
Closed,
这个代表他心是封闭的。
That means his heart was closed.
难怪有时候神很难来工作。
That's why God is sometimes very difficult for him to work.
所以这些形式是帮助我们。
So this formality is to help us.
让我们敞开自己来到神的面前。
To open our heart before the Lord.
容许圣灵自由在我们心中来工作。
To allow Holy Spirit to freely flow up among us.
我们能够经历到神真实的同在。
Then we can experience His real presence.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 所以第一个很重要，要透过敬拜赞美。
So first thing, very important, we need to worship and praise.
我们能够经历到神真实的同在。
Then we will experience His real presence.
第二个。
Second thing,
策略来自圣灵的更新。
The second strategy is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我们看有一道河从宝座中流出来。
We see a river flowing from the throne of God.
我们这个河流就是圣灵的江河。
This river is the river of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天在我们生命当中，我们需要圣灵不断的更新我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to continually renew our life every day.
Amen.
Amen.
很多人对圣灵有很多的误解。
Many people have misunderstanding about Holy Spirit.
有一次有个年轻人到我面前。
A young man came to me one day.
他就问我说牧师啊。
He said, Pastor.
为什么圣灵圣这个英文讲的是 Holy Ghost?
Why is it English says it's a Holy Ghost? Sounds very spooky.
我说哎呀那是古英文啊古英文。
Oh, that's an old English. That's...
但不可否认，很多人一提到圣灵就很恐惧。
But we have to admit that whenever we mention about the Holy Spirit, we have this fear in our heart.
其实你不应当恐惧。
But you shouldn't.
我们刚才圣灵，圣经很清楚讲的是三位一体真神当中的一位。
We see very clearly the Bible says Holy Spirit is a person within the Godhead.
我们看见我们所信的神是三位一体的真神。
He is a three in one trinity.
我们看见我们是一位神有三个不同的位格。
There is one God, but there is three persons.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
什么是位格
？What is a person?
位格就是表示他有独立的思想、意志跟情感。
The personality means he has its own feeling, will, and emotion.
Mind, sorry.
我们
看见，其实圣父有他的思想、意志跟情感。
The Father has his own mind or emotion.
Mind, will, and emotion.
Okay, mind, will, and emotion.
圣子也有同样不同的思想、意志、情感。
And therefore, the Son as well.
圣灵也是有思想、意志、情感，独立的思想、意志、情感。
For his spirit, he himself has all these three things.
圣灵不是只是一个能力，虚无缥缈的能力而已。
Holy Spirit is not just a power that moves in the air.
他是有位格的神。
He is a Godhead. He has a person.
Amen.
Yes.
第二，我们也看见圣灵是内住在我们信徒心中的。
And second thing, we know that Holy Spirit abides within our heart.
请问三位一体当中。谁是真的住在你里面的、
啊、？So among all the three persons in Godhead, who is the one that living in your heart?
是谁啊
？Who?
圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
所以你千万不要害怕圣灵。
So you don't have to be afraid of Holy Spirit.
如果你怕圣灵，你就惨了。
If you are afraid of him, then you have problem.
圣灵住在你里面，永远不离开耶。
He's not going to go away, go anywhere.
圣灵是你最亲密的一位。
He is the most intimate to you.
住在你的里面。
He lives within you.
永远与你同在。
He will be with you forever.
他是你的安慰师。
He is your comforter.
他是你的引导者。
He is your guide.
在你生活当中带来指引，带来安慰。
He give you leadership and comfort.
Amen.
Amen.
圣经讲说，圣灵在我们里面像一个神放一个印记，盖一个章一样。
Bible says that he's almost is like a stamp within our heart.
圣灵就是那个 seal 在我们的生命当中。盖章的意思是什么呢？
What is that seal or stamp?
每次我买一本新书，我一定盖个大章在上面。
Whenever I buy a book, I will actually stamp something.
刘同藏书。
With my name, a stamp.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为很多人向我借书。
Because many people borrow from me.
都不还书。
And they never return it.
我就希望他每次打开一看，哎呀，这牧师的书，赶快还吧。
I just wanted to have them they see it when they actually open the book and know this book doesn't belong to him.
当我在这个书上盖一个章的时候
，So when I put this stamp on this book，
表明这本书是属于我的。
It means that this book belongs to me。
同样，当神把圣灵放在你生命当中
，In the same way when God put Holy Spirit within you，
神盖一个大印在你生命当中
，It has put a seal within your heart。
那在告诉你，永远永远属于神的。
It tells you that you always forever belong to Him。
仇敌可以攻击你，仇敌不能够胜过你的。
He can Satan the enemy can attack you， but he cannot overcome。
世界可以包围你，世界不能够吞灭你的。
The world will surround you, but he cannot. The world cannot consume you.
我们看见神告诉你，你是永远永远属于神。
Bible says you always forever belong to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这是圣灵在我们心中的印记。
This is the seal of the Holy Spirit within our heart.
最后第三，圣灵也是赐能力给我们的神。
Yes. Third thing is the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us power.
所以圣经讲到了圣灵降临在我们身上，我们就得着能力。
Therefore, Bible says when the Holy Spirit come upon us, we will receive power.
怎么样的能力呢
？What kind of power?
两方面的能力。
Two things.
一个是活出基督生命的能力。
First power is to be able to live the Christ life within us.
第二个是服事的能力。
The second power is to enable us to serve.
我们看见生命的能力给我们是圣灵的果子。
So we see that the power of a holy living is to bear fruits of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵赐下圣灵的果子给我们。
Holy Spirit give us the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
第二点，我们看见我们需要靠着圣灵的大能才能活出耶稣基督的生命的。
We need to see that we must have the power of the Holy Spirit in order to live a life that is pleasing to Him.
那我今天看很多的基督徒生活在地上。
And we I see many Christians living.
不要说神迹奇事
not to even mention about signs and wonders.
平常的生活连喜乐都喜乐不起来。
Even there is no joy even there within the regular living.
所以斯布真牧师才曾经这样说嘛。
So Pastor Spurgeon says once.
好，如果你要告诉向别人介绍天堂的时候
，If you want to talk about to others about the heaven，
你的脸上要写出格外的荣光。
You have to reveal in your face such a radiance glory.
可是当你跟你朋友跟人家讲到地狱的时候
，So when but when you talk about hell to others，
你平常那个脸就可以了。
Just show your regular look
很。很多时候我们还说不要圣灵。很多时候我们以为不需要圣灵。
Some people think that they don't need Holy Spirit。
然后你需要圣灵的能力。
But you need the Holy Spirit's power。
只有圣灵能带给你真实的喜乐。
Only Holy Spirit can give you the real joy。
带给你爱的能力。
Give you the power to love。
能够饶恕你的仇敌。
To be able to forgive your enemies。
这是你按照肉体的生活活不出来的。
According to your flesh, this is impossible to do。
Amen。
Amen。
我们看见圣灵带给你生命的能力。
We know that the Holy Spirit gives you the power for living.
圣灵也带给你侍奉的能力。
He also gives you the power to serve.
圣灵赐下各样的恩赐给你。
He gives you a lot, all kinds of gifts.
啊，有很多很多基督徒好像很属灵了。
Some Christians looks very spiritual.
然后他们说啊，我们不需要这些恩赐了。
You know, we don't really need those.
我很满足，不再需要这些东西。
We don't really need it.
哦，对对，你搞错了。
Oh, you are wrong.
圣灵的恩赐不是为你的。
The Holy Spirit's gift is not for you.
如果是为你啊
，If it were for you，
那真的不必了。
Then you don't need it.
真的，我们在北美啊，是太满足了，你根本不需要什么再多的恩典。
Because in the North America, you don't really need those gifts.
我常常在教，我常常在第三世界做宣教的工作。
When I go to a third world to do evangelism.
每次我回到北美来
，Whenever I come back to North America，
我都觉得你们太幸福了啦。
I just feel that you are too comfortable.
应该，我告诉你们，应该是一无所求才对。
You shouldn't ask for anything at all.
不需要了。
You don't need anything.
神给你什么都给你了。
God gave you everything.
你要求什么
？What do you worry? Why are you worrying?
为了你，我觉得不必了。
If it's just for you, you don't need the Spirit's gifts.
但恩赐不是为你了。
But the gift of the Holy Spirit is not for you.
恩赐为神的国度。
The gift of the Holy Spirit is for the kingdom.
能够断开黑暗的权势。
To break the power of the darkness.
拆毁坚固的营垒。
To break down those fortified strongholds.
能够将你的心夺回来归向耶稣基督。
To take back those prisoners.
我们要常常为教会求恩赐。
We always need to pray for the Holy Spirit's gifts.
各样的恩赐。
All kinds of gifts.
好让教会能够强壮起来。
So that the power of the church will be strengthened.
能够传福音直到万国万民。
So that we can evangelize to the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
所以我们第二个策略是圣灵更新的策略。
So second strategy is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
第三个策略。
The third thing.
是小组教会。
Is the group church.
Cell church.
Self church.
我们看见在这图画里面神的百姓围绕宝座服侍。
In this picture in Revelation, we see people surrounding God serving him.
他没有说传道人。
He was talking about preachers.
他讲到神的百姓。
He was just saying God's people.
跟你旁边说他就在讲你啦。
Just tell the next to you, that's about you.
是我们每一个人都要来服侍神。
It is all of us serving him.
Amen.
Amen.
这些年我越来越看见小组教会是一个最容易让信徒起来服侍。
The more I see it this recent year, the cell church is the best way for the people to start serving him, serving God.
Amen.
Amen.
当马丁路德在改教的时候
，When Martin Luther was
the Reformation.
Reformation.
那个时候我们看见他其实改了一半而已。
He actually reformed only halfway.
在马丁路德时代他就把神的话语重新放回到信徒的手中。
Through his reformation, he put God's word back to the people's hands.
以前神的话只有在教堂里面。
Before that, God's word is in the church.
然后只有神父能够读神的话。
Only the priests can actually read them.
信徒只能听到神的话。
Only the believers can only listen to them.
自从马丁路德改教之后
after his reformation,
再加上印刷术的发达
after this printing technology,
我们看现在我们可以人手一本圣经。
Now we see everybody has a Bible within.
不但一本圣经，可能你好多本圣经在家。
Maybe more than one within your house.
各种版本的圣经。
All sorts of versions.
但问题有没有去读啊？
The problem is, have you been reading it?
我们看见我们现在很多圣经。
We have many Bibles.
但我们看见马丁路德只改了一半。
But we see that his reform is only halfway.
他把神的话放到我们手中。
He put the God's word back into people's hands.
他却没有把神的工作放回到平信徒手中。
But he did not put God's work within among the people.
所以你看见在改教之后，很多的工作也只有全职传道人能够做。
So when we see that after Reformation, only the people who are actually full-time ministry, they are doing that work.
只有全职牧师可以讲道。
Only the full-time pastors can preach.
可以领圣餐。
Can actually do the communion.
为别人施洗。
Baptize others.
为别人按手祷告。
Pray for others, lay their hands.
医病祷告。
Pray for healing.
所有这些工作都是全职传道人才能做。
All these were done only by the clergies, full-time clergies.
可是自从最近这些小组教会的运动开始之后
since this self-church movement,
我们看见渐渐的把神的工作开始放到在平信徒的手中。
We see gradually God's word is now moving into the hands of the common people.
当我们在教会训练小组长的时候
when we prepare and train the
cell leader, 我们就告诉每一组的小组长一件事情。
We tell every cell leader about one thing.
你就是你小组的牧师。
You are the pastor of this group.
Amen.
Amen.
什么是牧师呢？
What is a pastor?
很简单。
Very easy, simply.
牧师就是生老病死你都要管。
Pastor means everything from funeral to life and birth, everything you have to worry about.
这就是牧师嘛。
This is pastor.
生老病死你都要管。
Living or dying, whatever you need to worry about.
所以我们训练教会的小组长，你就是小组的牧师。
So when we train those cell leader, we tell them you are the pastor.
你小组弟兄姐妹所有的问题，你都第一线要去管。
So all the members of this cell, you will need to worry about them.
如果你管不来，我们牧师在帮助你。
If you can't handle it, then we pastors will help you.
我们看见。我们要鼓励信徒起来来做牧养的工作。
We need to encourage just regular believers to come out and serve.
所以我们训练我们的小组长也为病人祷告。
So we train our cell leader to pray for the sick.
我们也是训练他们去除偶像。
We also train them to expel those idols.
我们甚至在教会里面，小组长在整个教会的监督之下，也是为他的主耶受洗。
We also have trained them to even baptize their members.
我们要凭信心开始参与到所有神的工作的里面。
We allow and encourage all the regular members to be engaged in all the service.
你说牧师这很危险啊。
Oh, this is dangerous, Pastor.
其实我告诉你，请问你把神的话放在信徒手中危不危险啊？
I was wondering whether you put in God's word back to people's hand, whether that's dangerous.
很危险哦。
That's pretty dangerous.
我告诉你，我还记得我刚到美国30多年前的时候。
I remember when I was in North America 30 years ago.
那时候查经班，到处都查经班。
And that time the Bible study group were everywhere.
我去参加那个查经班。
I was in one of these Bible study group.
去看到一个可能没信主多久，可能信主一两年的一个信徒。
I saw probably a person just became a believer not more than a year.
拿本圣经
and he opened the Bible,
抓了本参考书
and one hand with a study guide,
不知道从哪里来的
I don't know where that came from,
就开始带查经了
and he started to lead the Bible.
我在旁边听着哇提心吊胆、啊、
I was listening, I was so worried.
这差点要讲成异端一样的讲的东西
What happened if he start talking about heresies?
真危险啊
This is really dangerous.
但虽然如此危险
But even if it is dangerous,
可是三十年的查经运动查经班的运动过来
But throughout these 30 years of Bible study group,
我看多少的领袖被建立起来。
How many leaders were actually raised among?
现在在北美华人教会的领袖都是当年查经班这样出来。
Today's leaders among the Chinese church were all one of those group leaders.
Amen.
Amen.
虽然危险，但圣灵保守我们成长呢。
Even it's dangerous, but then Holy Spirit protect us and help us grow.
你知道，在我们教会
in our church.
现在如果有一件什么事情发生
If there's something happened,
等到我冲到医院里面
By the time I reach the hospital
我发现我是最后一个到
I'm always the last person to arrive
小组长都已经在
All the cell leaders were there
区牧也都在
All the
zone
pastor were also there
所以该做的祷告都祷告完
And all that prayer that need to be prayed is already have been
什么都做完了
Everything has been done
然后他们看到我来了
And then he sees me coming in.
就是不知道怎么办才好。
And they didn't know what I should be doing.
那牧师，你来做结束祷告好了。
And they say, why don't you finish the prayer for the meeting?
一开始我就很不习惯了。
At the beginning, I don't feel comfortable.
因为我很会做这些事情啊。
I really am good at doing this sort of thing.
而且不能做，没得做了。
And now I can't do any of these.
可是后来想想，我很高兴。
But then I think that this is actually good.
这难道不是教会的目的吗
？Isn't this church for?
信徒起来了。
All the regular Christians.
他们在做牧养的工作了。
They can do the work.
他们在做关怀的工作了。
They can do the caring.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
现在我们教会有120个小组。
Now we have over 120 cell groups.
我们现在有15个区牧。
We have over 15 zone.Pastors.
而这些区牧大部分都是平信徒、啊、
And these zone pastors, they are usually just regular.
几乎有时候一个区牧要管一两百个平信徒。
And some of these pastors, zone pastors need to worry about over 200 people.、
哦、我们就看见信徒被建造起来了。
And we can see just regular believers, they actually being built up.
所以我就有更多时间可以出去宣教了。
And now, therefore, I have more time to go and do other work.
可以来到您这里了。
I can even come here.
所以第三个策略是小组教会的策略。
So third strategy is the self church.
第四个策略。
The fourth strategy.
我们叫做全地转化。
What's the word?
We call it
global transformation.
全地转化就包括福音的宣教以及本地社区的一个转化。
Global transformation include the world evangelism as well as a local ministry.
我们看这是神的心意。
This is God's will.
林良堂其实是1942年由赵世光牧师在上海开始。
Prayer of Life Church was actually established in 1942. In Taiwan.
In Shanghai.
Oh, in Shanghai. Sorry.
赵世光牧师 Jonathan Chow, 赵世光牧师他 赵世光牧师他开始的时候就是有一种世界宣教的负担在他里面。
When Reverend Chow started, he had this global vision.
他不但是在开始不但是在主日早上向中国人传福音。
He not only preached to Chinese in the morning.
主日下午他还到上海的犹太人社区向犹太人传。
In the afternoon, he goes in his Jewish community in Shanghai to preach to them.
无论他足迹走到哪里，他都开创灵粮堂。
Wherever he go, he will plant the Bread of Life Church.
他早期的灵粮堂，每一个灵粮堂的这个世界地图在哪里？
Every Bread of Life Church has this map of the world within the church.
我们看见。赵世光牧师心中非常有宣教的意向。
In his heart is such a desire to evangelize the world.
他非常明白神的心意。
He really understand God's heart.
弟兄姐妹，你可知道神的心吗？
Do you understand God's heart?
你还记得主耶稣讲了一个比喻？
Do you remember a parable by Jesus?
耶稣讲到说，你们这里谁有一百只羊，有一只羊走丢了。
Do you remember Jesus saying that if you have 100 sheep, one of them was lost?
你们会不会？你们难道不会就撇下那99只去找那一只，直到找到了吗
？Won't you forsake the 99 just to look for the one that was lost？
找到了就欢喜快乐。
And when you found it, you were so happy and overjoyed.
我不知道当你第一次读那段经文，你的反应是什么
？I'm not sure when you first read that. What went through your heart？
我第一个反应说：“主啊，不是这样的。”Not so.
When I first read, I said, "This is not right."
你想想，如果那一百只羊，我请问你。
When just imagine you have 100 sheep,
有一只羊走丢了
，and one of them was gone.
请问你会怎么做
？What do you do?
你会怎么做
？What would you do?
啊？你会撇下99只
？Will you forsake all the 99
去找那一只
？In order to look for the one lost?
诚实的回答，诚实的回答。
Be honest, okay?
你绝对不会的了。
You will never do that.
如果我有100只羊
，If I have 100 sheep,
有一只走丢了
，one is lost.
哎呦，如果能回来就好。
If he can come back, that would be great.
如果不能回来，祝福他吧。
If he's lost, then bless him.
我还有99只啊。
I still have 99 of them.
我怎么撇下99只呢
？How can I forsake all the 99 of them？
那我们看耶稣说他会撇下这99只哦。
But we hear Jesus saying that he will forsake all the 99.
耶稣真的就讲说会撇下99只。
He will leave behind 99
去找那一只羊。
In order to look for that was lost.
直到找到为止。
Until he found it.
但今天我们在教会常不是这样做的。
But in our church, we often don't do that.
我们在教会最喜欢数羊了。
In our church, we like to count sheep.
99只。
Oh, we have 99.
太棒了，快到100了，快超过100大关了。
100 now.
我们喜欢数羊。
Oh, we like to count them.
哦，如果我们不是九十，我们999只。
Oh, if we have 100 and 999 of them.
我们是大教会哦。
Big church.
很多时候我们只是数我们自己羊圈里的羊。
We often just count the sheep within our church.
我们却忘记了神的心意是在那一只。
And we forget that God's heart is upon that lost one.
除非你真的体会到耶稣的心。
Unless you can feel God's heart.
你就不会出去去传福音。
Then you will not go out and preach the gospel.
而且有一次当我在读马太福音28章。
When I was reading Matthew chapter 28.
忽然间，神就问我一个问题。
God asked me a question.
神我说，请问你的圣经上是说去使中国人做主的门徒吗
？He asked, Did your Bible say that go and preach gospel to Chinese?
我说，没有啊，没有这么说。
No, I don't find that in my translation.
神说，你的圣经怎么写的呢
？And God said, How was your Bible written?
是让万民传福音。
He says, All nations.
神就对我说 ，Then you go。
他跟我讲，你就去吧。
Man， 感谢主，从那个时候开始，我就明白神的心。
Then I understood God's heart。
现在我们生命和灵粮堂已经在15个国家有78间分堂。
Now our Bread of Light Church now spread among the 15 nations。
78 daughter churches。
78 more churches.
然后我们看50间，其中50间都是跨文化的分堂。
More than 50 were cross-cultural.
我们有当地的牧者。
We have people from their local
牧养当地的一些弟兄姐妹。
To pastor their local people.
我们看见神是把万国万民的托付放在我们里面。
God has given us the all nation within our heart.
所以我记得有一位讲员曾经到我们教会。
So I remember there was a preacher coming to our church.
他说你们教会的名字叫 River of Life.
And they said that your church is called River of Life.
如果说要叫 River of Life, 就要继续流才行。
If you call yourself a river of life, means you have to continue to flow.
如果有一天你们决定不流了
，If your church doesn't flow anymore，
就要改名字。
You should change your church name。
不能再叫生命河。同样，这个生命河也是。
In the same way, this church of river of life，
你们也要流。
You must flow，
不断的涌流出去。
Always flow，
因为神的心意就是这样。
Because this is God's will for you，
你越多给神，神越多给你。
The more you give， the more God give you。
Amen。
Amen。
Hallelujah。我们要看见，当我们在涌流的过程当中，你能经历神的能力与丰富。
When we overflow, we will experience His abundance and power.
四件事情建造神荣耀的教会。
Four things to build the church.
敬拜赞美。
Worship and praise.
圣灵更新。
Renew of the Holy Spirit.
小组教会。
Self church.
全地转化。
And global transformation.
我们看见这四件事情不但是要在这里预备一个环境而已。
These four strategies to not only prepare the environment.
这些年我在世界各地去很多的地方。
I've been in many places throughout the world these recent years.
我看见这四件事情也是神在全世界正在做的事情。
I also see that God is doing exactly these four things among all these different churches in the world.
Amen.
Amen.
神要透过这四件事情来预备他的教会。
God is going to use these four things to prepare His church.
能够让教会能够成为一个荣耀的教会
，so that the church will become a glorious church，
直到主耶稣基督再来
，until second coming of Christ，
迎接他的心腹
，to receive his bride。
当我们做这四件事情的时候
，when we do these four things，
我相信我们的教会必然能够成长
，we are sure that our church will grow，
经历神的丰富
，we will experience his abundance，
经历神的同在
，experience his presence。
Amen，
Amen。
我们一起祷告
，Let's pray。
亲爱的主，我们再次来到我们献上我们的感谢。
Lord, we just want to praise you again.
主，你把这样一个教会建造的模式摆在我们面前。
You have given us this church model within us.
来帮助我们在我们的侍奉当中。
To help us to serve.
让我们真是能够来按照你的心意建造教会。
So that we can do it according to your will to establish.
好，让你的心意能够得到满足。
So that your heart will be satisfied.
主，当我们今天聚集在你面前的时候。
When we are gathered here before.
我们心中正只有一个渴望。
We only have one desire.
主，愿你的荣耀降临在我们中。
May your glory come upon us.
让你的国度降临。
May your kingdom come.
也让你的旨意成全。
May your will be done.
让我们成为你的器皿。
We become your vessels.
被你所使用
to be used by you.
这样感谢祷告奉耶稣得胜的名
And we praise and thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.